Imagine having the life of your dreams. Not temporary cash and glory, but happiness and inner peace. Explore new ways to be a creator and take your own journey into greatness. Is it possible? What does it take to make that happen? It takes the person known for extreme results. He's called the Cage Breaker and the Ultimate Catalyst. Coming back from the brink of death and now crushing it for himself and his clients, this is Your Ultimate Life Podcast with Kellen Flukiger.
All right, today's episode, today is going to be fun. It's about a big, long word that some people think's an ugly word, perseverance. Perseverance. Now, yesterday we talked about showing up anyway. So what in the world is the difference between showing up anyway and perseverance? Well, there are lots of things that are different, and I want to make some points that will help you do it, but not have it be a drag. You know, the ultimate life is not supposed to be, oh, I hate every day. Every day is so hard. That's not the ultimate anything except the ultimate drag, not the ultimate life. So the three parts of today's show are going to be, why is it hard to get the ultimate life? Now, maybe you don't think it is. Maybe you think it's easy to create the ultimate life, in which case, fantastic. But I hear all the time from people, this is so hard to keep at it or do the things that they say they want to do. So we're going to talk about why it's hard. The second part of today is, why should I keep going? Like, what is it that should make me, you know, not stop? Why shouldn't I just quit and declare, yeah, it's not for me, it's for somebody, but not me? And the third I called How to Maintain Firing. And that comes from a Star Trek saying in the late 60s when the original Star Trek, I think it started in 1966 and ran 3 years, supposed to be five, but it ran 3 years. And then, of course, it spawned, I don't know how many spinoff television series, and there's been at least 10 movies that have, come from the Star Trek thing. But anyway, in Star Trek, when Captain fires phasers, he is known to say, maintain firing, you know. And so I want to use that sort of funny saying as a thought related to perseverance. How do we maintain firing? All right, so back to part one. Why is the ultimate life hard? Well, let's talk about that. Is it really hard to create your ultimate life? First, you have to decide what you really want. Do you know? Like, if you were to sit down right now and have 30 seconds to write down on a piece of paper what your ultimate life is, and you couldn't really change it. Like, I don't mean to just say, well, I had all the money in the world. That's good. I could fix everything else. That doesn't count. The ultimate life is a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. So it has to be something you're in love with, that you're excited about getting up every day to do and carrying out those activities and loving it. Okay, so what is it for you? Now, I've defined it on this podcast, you know, as the life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create by serving others with your divine gifts. But what is the ultimate life for you? Is it just having enough money to not worry? Well, prosperity certainly is a piece. Is it just having your health back or having your health period? Is it fixing or creating a relationship that is joyful and fulfilling for you and the other party or parties in the relationship? Like, what does it mean? And, you know, the interesting thing is it changes over time. Like when I was in my 20s and just starting out in a career, I would have had a heavy weight on money. Get up in the company, make lots of money, be a big dog, drive a cool car, have a big house, something. You know, I would have had a lot of those pieces in it. Another piece that I would have had in it that I didn't even know I had in it was that I needed to make somebody happy. And that somebody in my case was my mom, because of the, you know, the not good enough stuff and all the depression and everything else. Now, I sort of wave that off right now, but I suffered, I hate the word suffered, I had struggled with depression from mid-teens to mid-50s. So 40 years, I was an unknowing, I won't even use the word victim either. I had depression. I was depressed on and off, mostly on, sometimes very severely. it caused huge upheavals in my life in terms of ruined relationships. I burned through three marriages. I ended up getting married and divorced three times before I finally figured out I had to do something about this. I had been indoctrinated with the idea that you don't talk to anyone about any of these kinds of things. So I never talked to anyone. I never went and sought help. I always accepted the story that it was my fault. Now, if you think about why the ultimate life would be hard from that perspective, if you believe in your heart that everything that's wrong with your life is your fault, and everything that's wrong with everyone else and everyone who doesn't like you is all your fault, and you are essentially the center of all the problems, well, then creating the ultimate life is going to seem like climbing 15 Mount Everests. It's just not going to seem possible. The truth is two things. One, you are only responsible for your own actions, but you are responsible for your own actions, and that even includes someone like me. Okay, I was raised in the way I was raised, and I'm not going to do any more detail here because the podcast is too short, but if you want to read about that, or about depression, or about what I did with it, or what it caused for me, or how I have coped with it, go to my website, www.kellenflukiger.com. You can find the books. Tightrope of Depression is the first of a trilogy, and there are many others. So for me, the ultimate life is hard because I believed some false things. I believed, Kellen, you are not good enough. You will never be good enough, so it doesn't do any good to try. So the best I could hope for was just to sort of get by. And in my get by-ness, I thought, well, maybe I can do good. And maybe if I make enough money, I get important enough, I'll be okay. But it was all these external things. And so the answer to the question, why is the ultimate life hard, is this. It either is hard or it isn't, and it depends on what you believe. If you believe it's hard and you believe lies about yourself and your capability, then it is somewhere between hard and impossible. If you come to the truth about yourself, which is that you are a divine being and that you can achieve anything you want and that the only actions you're responsible for are yours, then creating the ultimate life is not hard. It is not, I won't say it's easy, but it is very simple. There are some very simple steps and principles. So that's part one, which is why is the ultimate life hard? And that is, it's not. If you know the truth about who you really are and you accept the fact that you need to only take responsibility, and you do, for your own behaviors. Part two, the question was, why should I keep going? Well, maybe you shouldn't. You should only keep going if you want it bad enough. Like one of the questions that I always ask a prospect when they're talking about their goals, and I'm in some kind of a conversation with them that's exploratory about whether or not they might, you know, fit one of the programs or whether or not I might be able to achieve, help them achieve whatever they want as a coach, is always, how bad do you want it? So you should not keep going to make somebody else happy. You should not keep going because you're supposed to. You should keep going in anything because you understand why you're doing it and you choose to. And someone's going to immediately disagree with me and, you know, use the fake it till you make it and keep doing it anyway, and pretty soon you'll figure out it's a good idea. Those are all short-term fixes. I can tell you because I lived that way. I kept doing things because I was supposed to for years and decades, and all it did is ruin my life, lead me through ruined relationships, addictions, and all kinds of turmoil and problems. And I've seen that pattern over and over again when you live a particular way and you do it just because you're supposed to. I hate the word supposed to. I'm supposed to this, I'm supposed to that. So why should you keep going? You should keep going if you have a clear picture of what you want and you really want it. So if I'm in, I've used this example before, but if I'm in Denver and I want to go to New York and I face east, I have to know I'm in Denver. I have to remember and believe that I'm in Denver and that New York is east, and I have to keep walking, walking, walking. And the only reason I should keep going is because I really want to get there. Now that metaphor, let's just take it apart and apply it to your life. If you want a certain amount of money, then you take the first step to creating it. Is that creating a side hustle if you have a job? Is that figuring out how to do a better job so you can get a promotion? Is it looking to increase your skill set so you can get a different, better job that has better prospects for you? Because the ultimate life depends on doing something you love, doing something you choose to have be a representation of your true being and true essence. So you should keep going. I hate the word should. I don't hate it, but it's an internal should, not an external should. If the should is internal, I want this because it's who I am, it's what I want to be, then perseverance is the right answer. I'm going to keep walking. I remember running when I was doing training for my black belt, my first black belt in martial arts. I lived in Phoenix at the time, and often I would run in the summertime when it was extremely hot, 105, 108 in the afternoon, and I did it on purpose to do it at a difficult time. But I remember just saying, you know, one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other, just keep going no matter what. And that was because I wanted to accomplish it, and that came from an internal drive. So let's get to the last piece of this, which is a question: how do you maintain firing? Now, those of you that are old enough or you've seen the reruns know that that's a Star Trek phrase, maintain firing. And that means to continue, they meant continue firing phasers, you know, in some kind of a battle. But what it means when I'm saying it here is a little bit funny in terms of referring to that, but it means keep going, keep going, keep going. It's tied directly to this thing about perseverance. So how do you do that? How do you do that when you're tired? How do you do that when you are feeling defeated? How do you do that when you've had a big setback? Well, let's discuss some easy ways to get started with that. First of all, you may have a habit of giving up. You may have a habit of, you know, I'll do it tomorrow. Okay, it doesn't matter where you're starting. If you have a habit of giving up and laying down when things get tough, that's where you're starting. If you have a habit of pushing through some, but then giving up, that's where you're starting. If you have a habit of persevering and slam until the end, then you're already well on your way to creating your ultimate life. So let's talk about how to create a new habit to keep going or maintain firing. First of all, start with small things. You can't do everything at once, and that was a point we made yesterday in the podcast. Start with small victories, little things that you can do. So, for example, we're in the middle of coronavirus still, and one of the things that I needed to learn to do is to wash my hands more. Now, there's a whole long list of things that Joy, my wife, who's pretty fanatic, wanted me to start doing immediately. I couldn't do it. It felt overwhelming. I knew she was probably right, but it was like, yeah, I can't do that. But I knew I can start with one thing. I can commit to wash my hands every time I ought to, every time I touch anything, every time I go outside, or every time a package comes. Every time it makes sense, I should wash my hands. And I didn't used to do that. So that was a big change, and it was both a mental and a physical habit change. But I started with something small, and so now I did that. Then I could move on to the next thing. So one idea or one way to do it is start with something small. The second way to do it is to remember why you're doing whatever you're doing. So I call that regularly revisiting your vision. In the book, The Results Equation, I talk about that in the chapter on creating the future. The Results Equation is a book that I wrote about five steps to creating any result you like. And if you're interested in creating any result, your ultimate life, or finishing a goal, or writing a book, or finishing a big project, the Results Equation is a tool that you can use. If that interests you, you can get it on my website. But anyway, in the Results Equation, there's a chapter called Creating the Future, and it has a unique visioning process. And the purpose of that visioning process is to create a vision of your future state that is so powerful that it perpetually fires the drive to make it real. And when you get tired and you want to give up, revisiting that vision is one way to maintain firing or keep going. Another thing you can do is to revisit the reasons you're doing things. Often when we have to do a difficult thing, we focus on the fact that we're tired or it's hard or we failed. And for a moment or for a day or a week or some period, we forget the reason. Like we started on this thing knowing it would probably be hard for a reason. We had a goal, and behind the goal was a real reason. It was important for some reason. Revisiting that sense of importance is another way to do it. So revisiting your vision, remembering the importance, breaking it down into small chunks, and the chunks. The last one I want to give you is to maintain, to get accountability. One of the most important things that I do as a coach is I'm in the reminder business, reminding you who you are as a divine creator, reminding you of the commitments you've made, reminding you of why it's important and the true infinite capability that you have. So whatever your circumstance is, if you want to persevere, get a coach. And that can be a formal coach like me in a coaching relationship. It can be an accountability partner. There's lots of ways to do it, but mostly people don't. And they think, well, I'll just remember, or I'll just, you know, white knuckle it through. And we don't do that. And what we usually do is we don't persevere and then we give up. So if you want to do what you have set out to do, and if perseverance is your goal, then those are four ways that you can increase the likelihood that you'll succeed and keep on going, building your ultimate life. Open your heart,
and this time around, thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger. Stand with your heart in the sky.